Okay, it's Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. It's 5:45 p.m. This is the abatement hearing for Owen Stranathan. Did I say that correctly?
Yep.
Okay, at 486 Eastern Avenue here in Barton. It's a residential home. The parcel ID number I have on file is, where did I see that? Thank you. 213-030486. Present we have, is it Cassandra or Cassandra? I always butcher it.
Cassandra.
Cassandra Griffin?
Yes.
Okay. Ellis Merchant. Sheila Martin. Marilyn Prue, myself, Gina Lyon, and Owen Stranathan. Can I just ask you to have him do the oath, please?
Okay. Under the pains and penalties of perjury, do you solemnly swear that the evidence you give in the cause under consideration shall be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you. Does anybody here have a conflict of interest that might exist? I do not.
No.
Actually just met him and learned that we're kind of neighbors. Did you receive a copy of our, you did, perfect. Do you have any questions about how this is going down or proceeding?
I'm down to just experience it.
All right. So you had submitted a request for abatement and you had checked off the following statutory criteria, taxes in which there was a manifest error under 24 VSA State Statute 1535A4.
I'm not familiar with the statute. That would just seem to fit the best my situation. So.
Okay. So do you have, I guess now, you know, give any of your evidence or supporting abatement requests to us. I do have the statute here if you want to look at it.
Yeah, well, that's when I mentioned that at the town, they said that they don't think that applies. Basically, there's nothing wrong with the tax assessment. Sheila and I discussed this at length in the past because what happened was I bought the house in April, and it was April 14th I closed, 2025. And so that was after April 1st. The taxpayer of record April 1st last year was Jesse Laporte, previous owner. And he did not change his address. So all of Sheila's letters went to me, addressed to him, which I'm not legally allowed to open. So I put them back in the mail and said, not at this address. And they went back to Sheila. And then taxes came and went. And I forgot to reach out and make sure that this was taken care of because I'm used to just getting the letter. And there's all, you know, you get busy. Life gets busy. So that part's on me. But then I didn't hear from you, Sheila, until March, was it? Early March?
Right. Yep.
And I know you all are busy, so it takes time to get to these things. But basically, my point here is that there's a fee for being late, which I accept. I messed up a little bit there. But the interest month over month feels unfair because it took over 100 days to get in contact with me. And I know you're busy, but the Chronicle published in July that I bought the house. So if the Chronicle knows, there must be a way for the town to discover who actually lives there. So that's kind of my contention, is that I paid it, right? Because I wanted to just make sure there was no more interest. And just a refund of the interest. I think I wanted everything on the form, but after thinking about it, you know, I think fair is fair. I'm certain that my lawyer at some point when I closed said, like, you gotta be aware of taxes because this is after April 1st. But they also tell you, like, 500 other things when you buy a house. So.
Right. Yeah, just sign here.
Yeah, exactly.
Here.
And then I was more stressed at the closing, the fact that they hadn't moved out yet. So, yeah.
Oh, dear.
we had to come up with a whole extra piece to make sure that that went smoothly. So, basically, I don't have any additional evidence other than I have emails that I don't have on me that show the time differential that I'm talking about. And that's my only thing, is that if interest is charged, I would have hoped to have found out sooner rather than after. I think it was a couple hundred bucks of interest had...
$91.35.
Okay, so $100, yeah. When you count the town, too.
Oh, yeah, the town. Right, for the village fruition, it was $91.35.
Yeah, so you understand that... I think we've already kind of gone over this, but just so that we have it on the record, that this is for the village
portion
of it.
Yeah, I figured that out after I filed.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, thank
and
you.
It is confusing. You know, we're pretty unique.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have the town of Barton, and then you have two villages, incorporated villages, within that town.
Right.
So it does.
And so that's Barton Village and Orleans Village.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah,
so three.
I guess Linden
parts.
Used to be like that, but I never lived in the village of Linden. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have Linden Center, Linden Town, and Lindenville.
And now I think it's just all Linden.
Yeah, I think it is.
Now. Yes.
So
yeah,
when you're paying like Barton Town, you're paying on the selectman's budget
and the
right.
school.
In the school. Unless you're in Orleans,
right?
It's a little
yeah.
different. And then when you're paying Barton Village, you're paying on water debt, sewer debt. Highway and
right.
the village. So it is confusing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I didn't know Owen had owned the place until I got the mail back saying not return or return to sender. And that's when I reached out to him in March, was like, or the end of February,
yeah.
saying I contacted the town clerk's office and that, because I only get what the town clerk gives me, which is
right.
the grand list.
The grand list.
Right, and that was what she said when I brought it to her. She said, we're only required to mail it to the taxpayer record. And I said, well, he didn't change his address. He didn't get it to me. And her contention was that I should have reached out, which is fair. But, you know, we're all busy.
You do have a different kind of situation, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's why I checked that one, because it was a mistake on several people's part, I feel like, and myself included. So that's, and you know, do whatever. I'm not super attached to the outcome. I just thought I'd give it a shot.
Yeah. When were they paid?
March 3rd.
March 3rd.
Yep. And I'm going to say somewhere after February 22nd is probably where I got that it belonged to Owen.
Mm-hmm.
And he did come back.
Did he pay you right after you got a hold of him, though?
Yeah.
I mean,
next
so
day.
Like, yeah.
So it weren't like you were hiding that you
no.
were
right.
I mean, you know.
So $91.35 was
the interest.
Interest.
And the fee was $162.39.
Okay.
And I'm assuming like your taxes are not escrowed into a mortgage.
That was where I made a mistake, because we bought after and my mortgage broker was like, you're going to have to prime the escrow. So your closing costs are going to be half of the taxes. And I was like, man, these closing costs are killing me. So I was like, let's wait. And then I forgot to follow up on
okay. okay. How are you for this year?
Well, I have the money, right? I just didn't know I owed it. Or I had
right, no,
it.
I mean, did you set up your escrow?
I called the mortgage broker and said, let's set that up. And she said, well, what do they call it? Loan servicing has to do it, which is a different department.
Oh.
And so that was sort of kicking the football over the wall, and I haven't heard back, but I'm going to keep bothering them.
I highly recommend it to any homeowner. 100%. Yeah.
Well, what I've been doing now is Julie and I both deposit into a joint account, and so we've been depositing 1/12 of the taxes in addition to what we were doing before, so that even if they don't have escrow set up, it's there.
You have your own little escrow.
Yeah.
It's convenient to do
yeah.
it through the bank is where
yeah.
I was going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions now that we've heard from Owen?
I don't have any.
I don't.
No?
No? Okay. So what will happen is we will go into a deliberation, and then we have 30 days of the hearing to issue you a written decision.
Mm-hmm.
So you can expect something it won't take 30 days, I don't think. So I would expect that you can get something from us within the next week or two.
Okay.
Okay.
No rush. But I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I'm glad that you were going to do this anyway and it wasn't me dragging you out of here.
Oh, no. This is...
Cassandra, yes. The rest of us, no.
She's just doing her civic duty, so don't worry.
She loves to come to this stuff.
I strangely do.
Okay. All righty.
Well, thanks. Perfect. And if you have any questions, you know how to get a hold of us here at the village office.
All right. Okay.
We'll be in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's good to meet you all.
Thank you.
Yes, good luck with
you
at the town level.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Good to meet your neighbor.
Yes.
See you later. Take care.
Bye. Nice meeting you.
Thank you. So that is going to conclude our abatement hearing. We will reconvene here in 4 minutes for our regular trustees meeting.